This is the Recency Bias. Welcome to your morning after mini pod. I'm Zach Vanoss. We are following up game two of the Stanley Cup semifinal between your Montreal Canadiens and the Vegas Golden Knights in Vegas. 114 degrees outside, 115 degrees. It was a hot one in Sin City. And the Habs escape with a 3-2 win. A big win. One of the bigger wins in the last few decades for the Habs. Evening this series up. I won't lie. I had my questions about this. About this series, especially after Game 1. Liked how the Habs came out at the beginning of Game 1, obviously. But the way the second and third period went, had to have you wondering a little bit if they could, they had any chance to really skate with Vegas, considering what everybody was saying. The Habs, they were convincing. It's not like they went out and destroyed Vegas by any stretch. The Golden Knights gave some significant scare towards the end of that one, no doubt. But the Habs won, and the Habs played a really successful road game. That's exactly what you want from your team on the road in the playoffs. You get the split, you're coming back home. That's mission accomplished. And as Kevin BX has said on the Sportsnet broadcast, if you're going to earn the split, you want the second one. It is the better. You get to get on that plane feeling good, head on back, especially that's a long flight from Vegas back to Montreal. The Canadians are going to get to feel good the whole way because they've evened this series up with that 3-2 win. That's a big one. Feel good, Habs fans. A lot of series obviously left to play. This thing's even 1-1, but you got to feel good about what the Canadians did in Game 2 of this series. Again, the Habs score 3. Carey Price gets you the win. That's just how it goes with CP31 and Nets. That was the situation again in Game 2. Jeff Petrie drawing back into the lineup. You can't deny the significance of that. Drawing back in with the, talking about cross-country flights, the red eyes. Holy. Apparently that's burst blood vessels from the medication he's taking for the hand injury. And back in the lineup, a literal game-time decision, according to the Habs Twitter account, as well as the official game sheet before the start of things, Jeff Petrie was not going to be in this game, but he wound up playing, had those red eyes, and he was a difference. He was a big difference in the game. The Habs need Jeff Petrie in the lineup, I think, is one conclusion that you can draw from Game 2. Had to assist in the game, but he just, you know, the rest of the top four, and the top four of huge significance to this Habs team, the rest of the top four are just not puck moving in the way that Jeff Petrie is. He gives the Habs a whole extra dimension from the players who are on the ice most of the time between those four defensemen of Edmondson, Sherratt, Weber, and Petrie. And he really changes the dynamic of that foursome. And you know, you saw it in this game. You saw the difference that Petrie makes. And he was also super creepy with those red eyes. John Merrill also coming into this game. He was slotted in, which meant Kulak out, Romanov out. Kulak out, no problem for me there. He had a rough game one. But Romy, I think I would have left Romy in. Obviously, I would have left Romanov in, based on what I've been saying on this podcast. John Merrill, he found himself in a spot in the game, in Game 2. So, I don't know. I don't know why Romanov had to be pulled from the lineup for John Merrill. Did he do anything so bad in the two games that he'd played? Game 4 against Winnipeg and Game 1 against Vegas? I don't think so. Alas, that's the... There, I said it again. What the hell's with that? Where'd that come from? On the Vegas side of things, Chandler Stephenson, he was out. That has an effect. Very solid Vegas defense corps. Stephenson out, that matters. First period started very much the same way that game one started. This time, they got the break they deserved and needed, as it was Armia making it 1-0, 6 minutes 12 seconds in after a good solid push from the Habs from the drop of the puck on. Habs are outshooting the Vegas Golden Knights 6-1 at the point that they scored their first. Getting that much needed break, and you know who had a lot to do with that first goal? Doing the digging, setting things up right. It was Corey Perry. Can I just say I love Corey Perry? I've never changed my opinion of a player in terms of the legacy of their career, the way a single season with the Habs has changed my thoughts on Corey Perry. Not that I was a big Corey Perry, not that I was a big Corey Perry hater, didn't have tons of animosity towards him. I was just like, yeah, Corey Perry was a good player, bit of a shithead, didn't think much. But now, man, I get why Ducks fans must have loved Corey Perry at his peak. I love Corey Perry at his in his sunsetting years in the NHL. This guy is the best. Give him another contract. Bring him back. I don't know if you got to hear his quote after the game. He's sitting up there with Carey Price for the post-game press conference. And he was asked basically what this playoff run means to him. Corey Perry said, "It's exciting. This is the team I grew up cheering for. And to put on the jersey each and every night and play for this franchise, it's a special feeling. It's been a dream come true, but there's a lot of work left to be done." Hell yes, Corey Perry. I love that quote. You know, he was showing up all over the ice on Wednesday night for Game 2. Corey Perry was just a presence, and we'll get to another moment that I really love from Corey Perry coming up in a second. But before we get there, Petry was called for tripping at the halfway point of the period, which I thought is unfair. The guy's possessed by a demon. Can't call him for that. It was the devil running through him. What are you going to do? Should have been a retaliation call on that same play, too. Alec Martinez doing some bullshit. But the Vegas power play didn't get to score. But still, it came midway through the period. And it did, at least in that first period, kind of felt like it was doing the same thing that the power play for Vegas in Game 1 that came midway through the period started to shift the ice back towards the Golden Knights. Seems like it woke them up. They started to forecheck a little bit harder, started to intercept some of those neutral ice passes that the Canadians were trying to make. They were really trying to get Carey Price moving side to side. That seemed to be the strategy for Vegas going into, not just in Game 2, Game 1, too. It seems to be their whole approach. But Caulfield, he got up to some things. He's making plays again. Pass over to Toffoli, and a Toffoli change of beats Marc-Andre Fleury, and the Habs find themselves in possession of a 2-0 lead. Cole Caulfield, kid's a playmaker. Everyone's coming to this, when he's coming up, coming out of Wisconsin, everybody's talking about how he's a goal scorer. That's all the highlights. Kid's a damn playmaker. And as one of the boys from back home, Joey Z, called Caulfield a water bug, and I thought that's the expression I've been looking for this whole time. It's exactly what he does. Finds those spaces, creates opportunities, and in this one he sets up Tyler Toffoli to give the Habs a 2-0 advantage. Habs would outshoot Vegas 12-4 and lead 2-0 after 20 minutes. Scoring chances were 14-4 for the Habs in that first period. High danger chances went 8-1 their way. Into the second, Max Pacioretty would get a breakaway, semi-breakaway off a turnover. He goes off the post. It's a ping for Patches. Something that used to upset me. And this one delighted me. But Vegas really did come out rolling for that second period. They were going to make some threats. Merrill made one of those passes to nowhere that he and Gustafson seemed capable of doing from time to time. Price has to make a massive save. One of many big saves Carey Price made on the night. And on this particular one, maybe my favorite moment of this playoffs run so far is As Price goes over to get some water from the bench after making a huge save, Corey Perry gives him the wink. You know, we were talking about the wink in the last episode that Carey Price gave after a big save, and I was making a little bit of fun of the fact that Carey Price winks, as I said, somewhat like I do, which is, you know, you can get a wink down, but the other eye, it's going to do a little glitch with it. Corey Perry, though, he's got the, he had the confidence of the Patrick Wild wink. He had the full deal. With the not the full smile, just a sly grin, perfect wink as Carey Price, they exchanged what I'm assuming was the old veteran look of knowing. And I gotta say, that has been one of my favorite visuals of this run to date, was that wink from Corey Perry to Carey Price. Soon after that, Armia would get called for holding. That came about 6 minutes into that second period. There was no goal for Vegas on the play, as Tyler Toffoli really leading a forechecking PK that was quite effective. And next opportunity went Montreal's way. It was Paul Byron breaking in by himself. Mr. Waiver Wire, he used to be known as Mr. Waiver Wire because that's where we acquired him. This season he's Mr. Waiver Wire because he was put on waivers several times as a calculated risk by the Habs, and he has turned into somewhat of a playoff hero in this run. He breaks in, and another beauty from him as he goes top shelf. This time, the backhander, Marc-Andre Fleury, biting a little bit early. 3-0 Canadiens with 2 minutes 15 seconds left in the second period. Man, he shows up in those moments, and we don't know where this playoff run is going for the Canadiens, but you always got to have some guys who step up and do some memorable things. And Paul Byron has a couple of those now in this playoff run. Just some goals that you got to say, hey, Paul Byron, I did not know you had that in you necessarily. Kotkaniemi picking up his first helper of the entire playoffs on that play as well. However, a late icing came, and I'll say, as I was sitting here by myself, so nobody can verify that this is true, but late icing in that period, and I knew in my gut that the Knights were going to score off it, because that's just been the situation for the Habs in these playoffs, is or not necessarily in these playoffs, I should say, in this series so far especially, is they lose a face-off, and the Knights draw and manage to score. And that's exactly what happened. It just felt like it was coming late in the period. Guys a little bit tired. And 61 seconds after that awesome Paul Byron goal, the Vegas Golden Knights make it a 3-1 game. Shots were 10-4 Vegas in the middle period. And if you were expecting more of that in the third, well, that's mostly what you got. Vegas really kind of poured things on in the third period. And then we had Edmondson with a bad icing late in the frame. And same fucking thing, man. A face-off loss in the defensive zone. Habs can't figure out how to box out yet again. And Pietrangelo scores. We've seen this, that was the third time at least we've seen that in this series. Maybe the fourth time. Come on, guys. Let's figure this out. Because that's too many goals that all the confusion in front of Price. He's been screened. And the very, very... let me add one more. Very dangerous Vegas defensemen have been able to put him past Price. Let's figure that play out. If you can figure out what to do off those situations, the Canadiens are in a pretty good spot, but that's been killing them. And it certainly put things into the danger zone in game two. And you got no call on boarding, no calls at all for the Canadiens in this game. I'm not just saying that as a complaint. I'm saying literally there were no calls that went the Habs way in that zero power play. Well, Vegas got themselves a few opportunities with the extra attacker. And again, Edmondson got completely boarded. And just nothing. That was about 50 seconds left. Sets up some tough plays, but the boys were there. Toffoli with the game-saving diving stick late in the game. Shea Weber, he had a big shot block to end the game. Everybody kind of battened down. Carey Price obviously did his thing yet again. He's awesome, as he has been every game in these playoffs. There's no doubt about Carey Price right now. As good as they get. Some parting thoughts on this one. The Habs are they're going after Max Pacioretty. They are trying to get under Pacioretty's skin in this series. I really love it. Led by Corey Perry, but Tyler Toffoli doing some of it as well. Yes, let's chirp at Max Pacioretty. Let's get his attention. All for that question that I left the boys back home via text message in the old group chat that was going all game long. Is this the most significant Habs win since 93? They won a game and they weren't swept in either of the other Eastern Conference / semifinal appearances they've had in the last 11 years. The only three they've had since 1993. But this one adds some substance to it. One way or the other, I hope you enjoyed it. They'll be coming back to Montreal now. 3,500 will be au Centre Bell come Friday night. A big, big game. Chance to go up 2-1 in this series. There were some doubts after game one. Canadians proved maybe they can hang in this series. And if they can hang in this series... .. All right, till next, take care.